Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
We've spent the last few weeks focusing in on who Jesus is, on his supremacy over all things. It might seem like this supreme Jesus has disappeared as we think about the world situation right now, and therefore we may be questioning, where is Jesus in all of this? In verse 20, Paul moves from helping the Christians understand Jesus' identity to showing us what he has come to do now through his people, the church. Paul writes, "For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross." See, Jesus not only created all things, but he is in the business of making all things new. That's what Paul means here. The work of Jesus is unique because he is before all things in verse 17. That makes him God. Only Jesus has the power and initiative to bring a broken world back to himself, to reconcile all things. You see, we live in a world that is creaking and groaning under the pressure of independence. From the global desires of domination of world leaders to the tactics of the bully inside the club, all of this is described as sin. A desire to go it alone, to make ourselves great, to ignore the giver of all good things and greedily seek after more power, more money, more control, more recognition. Do you see it in yourself? Paul says, look to Jesus. He makes dependence on and peace with God possible. How does he do that? Through his death. The one who created all people dies in the place of all people through his blood shed on a cross. It's important to notice this. Blood has a huge significance in the Old Testament. The blood was seen as life itself. So Jesus' blood shed on the cross was the sign that life had been taken from him. But blood in the Old Testament was also a sign of substitution. When the people of Israel smeared blood upon their doorframes in Egypt the night before their freedom, it was a sign of death. One animal had been killed, so the judgment of God would pass over that house and the people inside would be spared. You see, that's the wonderful picture of the reconciliation of Jesus. His death brings you life. His life for your life, him for you. It was his lifeblood that flowed from the cross that gives you new life today. So we might ask that question, where is Jesus in all that is going on right now? Here's the answer. He is supreme over all things, and he is doing his work of reconciliation. Oh, that we would celebrate the truth of the substituting work of Jesus on the cross as we gratefully go and play our sport today. Oh, that we would joyfully share the good news of reconciliation with a lost and dying world of sport. Oh, that we would continue to cling onto the hope in this world of pain and grief that Jesus hasn't yet finished. He's about the business of reconciling more people to himself before he makes it all new. So friends, as you play your sport today, keep trusting. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, please help me celebrate the truth of reconciliation today. Help me to remember that you died in my place to take the judgment I deserve. Please help me to continue clinging to the certain hope that one day you will make everything new, and lead me into conversations to speak of this hope with others. Amen. Now take a few minutes to pray for your sports friends, for opportunities to speak to them about Jesus. And finally, pray for God to open a door for his message in your club or team amongst people you don't currently know.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.